In this bulletin, a Sydney teenager sentenced to at least 12 years in prison for planning a terrorist attack, a man arrested for abducting a young girl from a Queensland shopping centre, and Australian cricket captain Tim Payne cleared to play in the second test against India. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A Sydney teenager has been jailed for at least 12 years for preparing a terrorist act, with a judge finding an attack was imminent when the boy was arrested near a Bankstown courthouse and police station in 2016. The now 18-year-old, who was found guilty by a jury in September, has admitted he sympathised with Islamic State when he bought fixed-blade knives from a gun shop. But the teenager, who can't be named for legal reasons, continues to deny any plan to use the weapons in a terror attack. In sentencing the teenager to 16 years in prison with a non-parole period of 12 years, Justice Geoffrey Ballew said he accepted with some caution that the boy has taken steps away from extremism.
The entirety of the evidence going to the issue of rehabilitation may suggest that tentative steps have been taken by the offender to move away from his previously held extremist ideology. I can put the matter no higher than that, and I express such conclusion with considerable caution.
A 7-year-old girl spent more than an hour with a man accused of abducting and sexually assaulting her in bushland north of Brisbane. A 26-year-old man has been charged with luring the girl away from a Kmart store on Saturday. Detectives allege the man approached the girl, spoke to her, and then left with the child before taking her back to the shopping centre more than an hour later. Detectives arrested a man on Monday night and charged him with deprivation of liberty, taking a child for immoral purposes, and indecent treatment of a child under 12. Two senior Labor MPs are dismissing suggestions that different opinions on border protection could overshadow the party's national conference. Tony Burke and Tanya Plibersek say they're confident that there'll be no changes to Labor's support for boat turnbacks and offshore processing, despite reports that refugee advocates in the party will look to change that. Ms. Plibersek says she expects debate at the conference, but not an official change to the party's stance on boat arrivals.
We worry about the risk to life that that involves. We think it is much better, yes, to bring people, more people safely to Australia, but to bring them here on an aeroplane.
A Canadian court considering bail for an executive of Chinese telecoms Huawei Technologies, who's facing extradition to the United States, has adjourned without making a decision. United States prosecutors want Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou to be extradited to face accusations she misled multinational banks about Huawei's control of a company operating in Iran. It's claimed her actions put the banks at risk of violating US sanctions, which would incur severe penalties. In a sworn affidavit, she says she's innocent and will contest the allegations against her at trial if she's surrendered to the United States. Residents in far north Queensland are starting to leave their homes as a weather system in the Gulf of Carpentaria continues to strengthen. Ex-tropical cyclone Owen is threatening to turn into a Category 3 cyclone and hit Queensland on Friday. Forecasters say it could reform into a Category 1 cyclone as early as tomorrow before becoming a Category 3 by Thursday. Australia's Test cricket captain Tim Payne will play in the second test against India starting in Perth on Friday. Also Australia's wicketkeeper, Payne was struck in the hand while batting during the first test in Adelaide and was in some doubt of being able to play. India's victory in the Adelaide match gave it a 1-0 lead in the four-test series. A series win would be India's first ever in Australia, but coach of the home side, Justin Langer, says Payne will be fit to lead his side against the world's number one team.
Payne is the prettiest, the toughest pretty boy I've ever met in my life. He, even if it was sat in about four places, he'd be still right. But he's absolutely fine. I think he's had a bit of, obviously had issues with it before, but he is 100% ready to go.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, possible early shower and 27. Adelaide, a shower or two, 32. Melbourne, a possible shower developing in 33. Hobart, sunny, 28 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two in 29. Wollongong, cloudy in 22. Sydney, cloudy in 24. Newcastle, a shower or two clearing in 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.